On with Mario Lopez.
What up, it's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the hit TV show Scandal, actor George Newbern. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in. So your character really developed over the years. I mean, he was sort of just kind of hired as a hitman.
Right,
you just pop in, and now you're a regular part of the cast.
Man, it's crazy how that worked out. It was just, you know, as a guest spot originally, and a lot of times actors, you know, you get guest spot auditions, and you go, gosh, should I go? I'd been to see Shonda's office 10 times, and, you know, kind of like I hadn't got anywhere. I said, I'll go see what it's a new show, blah, blah, blah. And then one thing turned into five, turned into 10, turned into... So it was one of those happy accidents, but it's a testament to just keep showing up.
Yeah, being driven.
Get your ass in the car and go, no matter how beaten down you may feel.
Right. And a testament to you as an actress.
Well,
so that's good.
Thank you.
And is it true that there was a time when they were thinking about killing off your character?
Many times, four or five times. I went
You're
to the
cat.
Script and I saw it and I was like, well, this is it. This was the day. That's it. And after, you know, for whatever reason, in the middle of the week, they kept, you know what? No, we're going to, maybe he's still alive. So I think in the first season, I went into an elevator and the script said, and the guy pulls out a gun, and Charlie, and that's it. I was bummed. But it just kept going on, and I guess they liked having him around.
So. Isn't it fascinating how the longevity of a certain role you like, just at the whim of a creative...
Completely.
You know what I mean?
Completely.
Of a writer, producer. Just, wouldn't it be cool, or actor, how about this?
Oh, man,
that's shocking.
We are meat puppets. Actors
right?
are complete meat puppets. And we serve at the will of the pen. And writers hold the true power. It's no question about it.
They really
and
do.
They've been very good to me. I've been happy. So.
Well, we're halfway through the current season right now.
Yeah.
Anything you can tease us of what's in store? I know you guys are very tight-lipped, but...
From what I know and what I've shot so far, it's more of same in the sense that it's continues to be a whiplash. I can't say anything more specific than that, but
okay.
Big trouble, but it is somewhat like, you know, jumping on Space Mountain at nighttime.
And there you go.
Blindfolded. With no pants on.
Where do you guys shoot the show at?
Sunset Gower.
Okay, so right here in LA, one of the few shows that actually, so that's nice. You get to stay.
Yeah, it's great. I'm so over going out of town. I love being in town. It's great. Yeah.
And which is rare now because so much production is
super rare. Super rare.
Well, if not Canada, then Atlanta.
Atlanta seems to be the hub now. But and it's lovely for a week. And you're, hey, I'm in a hotel. Look at
yeah.
Hotel. Food. Nope. And then it's over. After 2 weeks, you're like, please, can I go home?
Exactly.
Yeah, I do not enjoy being
I can
that.
Only eat so much fried food, too.
Oh, exactly. Really? Right?
Right? Exactly.
I'm going to have a cheeseburger at whatever.
Right.
3 in the morning. Yeah.
Is it true you might do some directing?
Yeah. As fingers crossed, there's a thing, a show in Utah that Netflix is doing. So that's
nice.
Hopefully coming up here.
Is that something you've always wanted to do? Or
Yes and no. I mean, I've always sort of flirted with the idea of just trying to do something different. I don't wake up every day going, must direct.
Right.
But I think it's just sort of a natural extension of being an actor for a long time. I've been doing it a long time. And I like to see how the pieces fit together. And I like talking to actors. And that makes sense to me. So it's just a nice challenge to.
They make the best directors actors because obviously sympathetic and patient.
Correct.
But, you know,
correct. I think episodic television is quite different than movies. And episodic television directing is a lot about management and political and
right.
just, you know, not sort of upsetting the apple cart and going with what the show's already, it's going in a direction. So you just jump on and don't screw it up too much. I mean,
right.
But, you don't come into a procedural show and go, I've got this idea. It's like, no, it
right,
doesn't really go that way.
Right.
We do too. We're going to kill off your character.
We're going to kill you as a director.
Right.
No. But it's something different, you know, as an actor, it's fun to just sort of try to fly the plane a little bit.
Yeah.
See what it feels like.
Flexing different creative muscles.
Absolutely.
So this is a new project that I'm assuming not.
Yeah. Something new. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
It's in addition to.
So
right.
when you're kicking something off like that, and it is new, then that's when you really can sort of set the tone
Correct.
And the pace and everything.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
That makes it fun.
Super looking forward to it.
Nice, man. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Good luck
thank
with
you.
That.
Thank
and you've also done some voice acting work.
Done a lot of that.
A lot
done
of Superman.
I did the voice of Superman for 12 years now, I guess. So. There've been a couple of other Superman for the video movies, but Tim Daly, frankly, was busy, I guess.
Yeah.
He started it and then I came in and sort of took over for the next, whatever, 8 years of the Justice League cartoons. And then we did a lot of video games and we did a bunch of video movies. And then
That's great work.
So it's been great. It's super fun. I mean, my son has gotten to grow up and my dad's Superman. So what does your dad do at work? He's Superman.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look at my resume, I'm all over the map. I've got my finger in a lot of things.
I love that. There are no rules. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the secret to playing the Man of Steel?
there's no secret. I yell a lot.
Do you slip into a character voice? Or you
I think it's
pretty...
There's sort of an earnestness to him and a groundedness that I try to sort of do. And the good thing about doing these animated voice things is that you usually do it all together. Like you're reading a little play, you know, so you can kind of see the other people's faces.
Oh, wow. That's rare.
You're all kind of doing it sort of like you're doing a little play.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's nice. You can sort of get the energy of the room and everybody's, with the Green Lantern and Wonder Woman and, Hawk Girl. And it's just, they're great friends, good people. And I still see them. We do probably a couple games a year. And then I see them at some of these conventions. It's really fun.
That's cool.
Super fun.
You mentioned how many kids do you have?
Three.
Three. What are their ages?
I know of. 21, 18, and 14.
Oh, okay.
I got two girls at USC. Fight on. And my little boy's in eighth grade. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so the two girls are the eldest.
Oh,
huh?
My. Oh, my. Yeah.
And was the three the number you planned on, or were they happy little
Well, after a little surgical procedure, it was really just three. We decided it was three.
That's it. You're doing nice.
Yeah.
How do you feel about them? I'm sort of out in college, out on their own. Was that tough transition? Relatively new dad. My kids are small, six and three.
Boys, girls?
One of each right now.
One of each. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is all I can say. I don't want to say I hope you have really ugly, shy daughters, which I'm sure you won't have. But my daughters are gorgeous and outgoing and talented and smart and it's terrifying. It's just terrifying.
Yeah,
them out in the world and the world of the internet and cell phones and social media. It's absolutely
I can imagine
kick the nuts of all parents. It just kicks them right in the nuts and they just have a tough time. You have to really kind of get on that and it's.
Yeah.
It's like whack-a-mole.
Well, strong relationship with dad, though, I think counts for a lot.
I hope so. I hope so. I have not been super awesome about all the boyfriends. I'm sure they all hate me.
That's fine.
Terrible things to say. Maybe just fine with me.
You're not there to be your
buddy. I'm not going to be anybody's buddy.
Exactly.
You better, be an awesome person for my daughter. And so
I'm with that philosophy.
Mario will be the exact same, I think.
Oh, man. I got to deal with it.
You have no doubt. And the boy, my boy's the youngest. There's just less drama. There's just less drama.
Yeah, no, there is.
Just inherently so.
I can even tell that at this age.
Yeah. You can. It's apparent when they come out.
Yeah.
At 5 years old, my middle daughter is just kind of looking at me like, I'm just marking time until I can get to the next boyfriend. I'm like, hey, just
That's
you
funny.
Sit there. You eat your food.
That's great, man. That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, is this true? This is kind of a fun fact. So you auditioned for the role of Marty McFly for Back to the Future?
Yeah, man. You know what? I'm right. It's so funny. I can see the building. I was a junior in college. And I auditioned for, I went to Northwestern in Chicago and I got an audition and said, hey, you go down and audition for Jane Feinberg downtown. So I went on tape for some movie. I was like, oh, wow, it's a movie. I had never done anything like that before. So, and then a week later, I said, hey, they want to fly you out to Los Angeles and screen test.
Oh, wow.
The movie starts, it was before they hired Eric Stoltz, who was fired, and then they hired
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I didn't know anything. So it was me and two other people, and they had a full-on screen test with Leah Thompson and Christopher Lloyd and Chris.
Oh, they were already all cast.
Everyone was cast except that part. They had the sets. Everyone was in wardrobe and makeup, and I was like, literally, I just gotten out of class, gotten on a plane, and come out here. And I was like, what in the hell is this?
Yeah.
This is cool.
Wow.
And I'd read the script and went, wow, I don't know much about movies, but this is an amazing movie. And you know what? I did it. I met Spielberg, and I went to Amblin, and there was free food.
Well, you were down to the wire.
And everything. I was down to the last three guys.
Before, look at that.
Right before Eric Stoltz. So we did the phone. It was a 10-hour screen test. I mean, I was on the moon. I didn't know what the hell was going on. But it was really cool. And I didn't get it. I think probably because I didn't. Maybe I was green. Whatever. But I got that far.
Oh my God, I go that far.
Sort of something clicked in me. And at that point, I went, you know what? Maybe I should go to LA instead of New York because I was a musical theater person. I was a singer and a dancer and all this stuff. And I was like, maybe I should go to LA instead of New York because I can see those guys in New York can't feed themselves.
Yeah.
At least there's sunshine out in Los Angeles, and I got close. So I'm going to L.A.
That's a great story. It's Thanks for sharing that.
It's really, it was so exciting.
So you were a musical theater guy.
Oh, yeah. I was a ballet dancer for 6, 7, 8 years and a singer, and that was my thing.
Oh, I was a musical theater.
Oh, were you really?
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah.
So 6, 7, 8. Just go.
There you go.
Come on.
Did you ever make it back east to do any plays?
I was offered a thing on Broadway right before I got a series and said, I'm going to do the series.
Yes.
So it was such a horror and took the TV job. And then I ended up doing something at the Goodman Theater with my wife at the time.
Was she an actress as well?
She's an actress as well.
Oh, that's great.
Jennifer Aniston. I don't know if you know her. Sorry. I've used that joke. Who's your wife? And I go, Jennifer Aniston. No. But she was on she did a bunch of series.
Yeah.
So we did a musical together at the Goodman. But I never made it back to New York. My wife was on Broadway in Godspell. So she did her.
Yeah, I met my wife on Broadway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, doing a musical.
Cool.
We're doing a chorus line.
Fantastic.
Yes, yeah, so it's great.
God, I hope I get it.
There you go.
Come on.
Now we need to have a dance off between the two
That's
of you.
Right.
Or well, I got to start warming up for that. Though. You got to do it right here.
Yeah, man.
Before I let you go, though, I want to put you on the spot. Okay, sure. Quick questions, quick answers. First show on your DVR, aside from your own.
Chef's Table.
Which one's that one?
It's a Netflix Chef's Table.
Oh,
I'm fascinated by cooks and food world. Love it. Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Brooke Shields.
Duh.
Hello.
And then you married.
By the way,
Aniston,
I'm gonna still meet her. I said to my friend Nathan, my next door neighbor, was like, I'm gonna meet a bet.
You've never met her?
I said, I'm gonna meet Brooke Shields, and I haven't met her yet.
She's such a sweetheart.
I know.
She'd be happy
here,
to know. She's so nice.
I saw her communion line at St. Monica's about 20 years ago. Cut to the line and come here.
You should have totally went to. That's not a sin. You should have went there.
I got chicken.
Oh, man.
I said, this is inappropriate. Go ahead.
She's a musical theater lover, too.
By the way, Mario also cuts the line at communion.
Not a church.
Come on.
Not for communion.
Kind of.
Excuse me.
No, whenever I'm sitting in the back, I do kind of cut sometimes. Because, you know.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Time travel destination.
1948 New York City. Right after the war, everything looks good.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. We haven't heard that one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Who do you cast to play you in your life story?
My life story. Who's the kid I just saw in Heartbreak Ridge?
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Good casting
right there.
That guy.
He's
nice. He is. Yeah. Well, hey, man, thanks for coming by. So nice talking to you. Thank you. And listen, please watch Scandal Thursdays on ABC. You can follow him on Twitter @George Newbern.
There you go.
George.
Thank you, Mario.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!